Welcome to the weekly sermon podcast for Resurrection Lutheran Church in Lebanon, Ohio. Each week, the sermon and the text it is based upon will be uploaded for your spiritual edification. You can also watch our entire worship service online through our website or Facebook page. The sermon for December 11th, 2022 is based on Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 through 25. The preacher is Pastor Corey Wagonfield, and the sermon title is, We Can Choose a Better Way.
A reading from Matthew. Now the birth of Jesus the Messiah took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. When Joseph awoke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took her as his wife, but had no marital relations with her until she had borne a son, and he named him Jesus. Word of God, word of life. Thanks be to God. Grace and peace to you from God, the one who always provides a pathway in the wilderness. Amen. Now, I'm not sure I can do as good of a job as our book from Ray Buckley did, but I will attempt to give it a shot today. If you brought an item for our Advent altar that represents a time in your life when you took a risk in order to do what was right, you can bring it forward at the time of communion. Or if later on in the service you feel called or something is sparked in you, you can come up here and write it down on a piece of paper that is provided up here and leave it there. Now, our reading last week was from the book of Luke. And it focused on the angel's arrival to Mary. That story was through kind of Mary's perspective. And we talked about how Mary was probably frightened, not only by the sight of the angel, but also by the news that was given to her. She risked real societal dangers by becoming pregnant outside of wedlock. If you want to know more about that, you can always go back and listen to last week's services online. But our reading last week ended with Mary, amidst her fear, saying, Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word. Well, that's where our reading stopped. But I think it's important that we read on a couple of verses. The next verse says this, In those days Mary set out and went with haste to a Judean town in the hill country, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. And then it says, Mary remained with her about 3 months and then returned home. So Mary receives this difficult news and then runs away for 3 months to spend time with her trusted family member. Why might she have done that? We aren't explicitly told by the gospel writers, but I wonder if today's text from Matthew might give us some insight. While Luke focuses on that birth narrative according to Mary, here in Matthew we get the birth narrative according to Joseph. It's like one of those movies or books where you get to experience the same scene through the eyes of different main characters. Matthew, if you remember from a couple weeks ago, spends the first part of his gospel setting up the genealogy of Jesus, right? 42 generations he lists out for us. And after he's done with those 42 generations, he says, her husband Joseph being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to disgrace, planned to divorce her quietly. Well, that story changed course pretty quickly there. Right? If we were at a movie of this and we were paying to watch this, we would probably right now be throwing popcorn at the screen and booing loudly at this quick turn of events. Maybe this is why Mary departed Nazareth for a couple of months. Maybe Joseph needed some time to sort all of this out. Because in my brain, I can't really figure out how this conversation unfolded between Mary and Joseph for the first time. Maybe Joseph comes home from a long day's work at the carpentry shop, and Mary asks him how his day was. And like any old day, he just prattles on about what happened. You know, oh, Hezekiah didn't pay me yet for my custom chair that I made him. And I nicked my hand again with the chisel, but the bleeding stopped. He sits down and takes off his sandals and pours a glass of wine. And then Mary asks, aren't you going to ask me how my day went? He says, sure, Mary, how was your day? Now she says, just more of the usual. Spent the day baking bread with Dinah and some of her family. You know, just all the normal stuff. Oh, and by the way, I was visited by an angel of the Lord, and I'm told that I'm currently pregnant with God's baby. Don't ask me how it happened. I'm not sure of all the logistics either. Well, I'm going to go start dinner. Enjoy. And my guess is that upon hearing this news, Joseph needed some time to process this new information. Here's his betrothed, his future wife, letting him know that she is now pregnant out of wedlock and it's not his. What's he to do? The disgrace that would be brought upon his family name as well as Mary's is real. And in order to protect his reputation, his two real options are to either have her stoned to death or to divorce her. And so I can't think it was an easy decision for Joseph to make. Mary goes off and spends time with Elizabeth for a while, maybe to give Joseph the space and time that he needs in order to process his thoughts and come to a decision. And whether it's unfolded that way in reality or not, ultimately he does decide that he will divorce her and send her away. And having that difficult decision made, Joseph lays down to rest his weary mind. And just then, an angel appears to him in his sleep and says, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. And then it says, Joseph awoke from his sleep and did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took her as his wife. It's a pretty quick turnaround there. I'll be honest, I've had some pretty vivid dreams in my day, and none of them ever caused me to wake up the next morning and make a life-altering decision. There are more options available to Joseph than maybe just stoning Mary or sending her away. He could, in fact, risk his own reputation and marry her, like the angel suggests. He realizes that maybe his commitment that he has made to this woman and to his faith is more important than the criticism he will receive from society due to his actions. The change in his heart changes the world forever. And we hear stories, big and small, throughout history of people risking it all to choose a better way, which is our theme today, choosing a better way. Martin Luther and the reformers in the 1500s risked excommunication and possible death because of their teaching that people might be misinterpreting scripture, that there was a better way. Dietrich Bonhoeffer, a German Lutheran pastor in Germany during World War II, was assassinated for taking a stand against Adolf Hitler, which not all churches in that area did. But he chose a better way forward than keeping silent. Sojourner truth. A female slave who was freed could have snuck away and kept quiet, but no, she began fighting publicly for gender and racial rights in the United States long before it ever became a reality. She chose a better way forward than staying silent. And then there's 12-year-old Susie, real name withheld, who hears people at the lunch table making fun of another student and talking about how that person is going to hell for loving someone of the same gender. Susie doesn't believe that. She believes God loves all people, and who someone loves does not affect their salvation. Not unlike Joseph from our reading today, she now has to make a choice in the situation she's in. She can protect her reputation with the people at the lunch table and just lean into the hate and also start making fun of the people there. Or she can maybe excuse herself from the lunch table to go get some more milk, per se. In which case, maybe the people at the table just think she's still in agreement, but she doesn't have to say it out loud. What does she do? Well, because of her faith and her beliefs, Susie realizes that there's another option. That she can risk her reputation with those people and choose a better way. A way that pushes back at society's need to tear down and instead finds a way to show love. Susie interjects and tells the other kids, "I don't agree with your beliefs. But regardless of that, it does not give you the right to make fun of or tear down this other human being." Susie, a real girl from this congregation, chose the path that showed love and kindness, even if it meant risking her reputation at the lunch table. God's in the business of helping us try to be a little bit more like Susie, to choose the difficult path of love. And God has been offering up these opportunities all throughout history. When we mess it up, God gives a covenant to Abraham to say, "I will be with you." And then when that gets messed up, God offers another way. God offers a covenant to Noah. And when we mess that up, God offers another way. God sends prophets. And when we mess that up, God sends another way. God comes down to us in Jesus. And even though we sometimes make the wrong choices in life, God's always there to offer another way, to pick us up, to dust us off, to forgive us, and show us that we can choose a better way. What are we willing to risk in order to show God's love to the world? Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to the Resurrection Lutheran Church Weekly Sermon Podcast. If you would like to know more about our congregation, visit us at rlc-lebanon.org. That's rlc-lebanon.org. Resurrection Lutheran Church is a church of the ELCA, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. We are located in Lebanon, Ohio, and have two Sunday worship services at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. Our mission is to reach people with the love of Jesus Christ. All people, regardless of age, race, socioeconomic status, gender identity, sexual orientation, or cultural background are welcome at RLC.